This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9, your gay and lesbian radio station. This is normally the time when we speak to the person who gets kicked out of Idol each week, but we've done one better this week. We've got someone who's going to stay in. This person, if I lived in Sydney, I'd go watch the show. I'd make a poster and squeal like a little 12-year-old girl.
You do normally.
Yeah, thanks. Hayley, good morning.
Good morning.
Now,
how are you guys going?
We're very well. And yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, a very interesting show on Sunday and one of the most awkward times in TV I've ever watched. And you had no idea what was happening, did you?
The funniest thing, it was so funny because the more that they started chatting about, the more oblivious I was to the fact that I had it all smudged all over my lips. So I just thought they were talking about my lipstick because I've never worn it on the show, let alone in real life. So I just thought they'll pay me out. So I'm like, all right, whatever, good line. But they were full on, like, everywhere all over my lips. And it wasn't until after the ad break where everyone just came and laughed at me where I was like, holy crap, I have it all over my lips.
Now, Hayley, as a girl, a fellow girl who wears lipstick, I've got to ask you a question. You said you've never worn lipstick before?
Yeah, that's right.
Some people who wear lipstick, they either get it on their teeth or on their upper lip. Now, having this upper lip lipstick smudge trauma, what do you reckon is the worst scenario, having it on your teeth or on your upper lip?
I would probably say lip. I probably did the worst because during the whole show, I fully had my finger in my mouth, like trying to rub all the makeup off my teeth. So I knew it wasn't going to go on my teeth. So I was like, oh, sweet. And then we were backstage and they were touching up my lips. And I was like, oh, yep, all right, yep, looking all pretty. Came on stage and the moment I saw it, just went, bam, right up on my top lip.
They must have slapped that on something rotten. I mean, it was all over the mic. It was all over your face. Was it? Did they put too much on, do you think?
I don't think they did. I think I was just really bad at operating the whole mic thing.
No, you did a great job. I mean, it was a good song. And
thank you.
It was a great performance. It was just at the end when you're in that heat at the moment, you don't know, actually, as you said, you don't know quite what they're talking about because you can't see a monitor, can you?
Well, that's it. I can't see myself back, but everyone else can. So everyone else had a chuckle and I'm standing there going, what are you laughing at?
It was a very interesting show all up because we spoke to Casey earlier today as well. And he didn't get to sing his goodbye song and he had family coming from overseas as well.
Yeah, that was so tough. He was so pumped to do that song and I was so pumped to hear it.
Yeah, and then the comments that Dicko was making to Nathan as well were a bit... He looked a bit uncomfortable with that as well, so it was a bit of an awkward show, really.
It was a really awkward show because I finished the show doing lipstick everywhere and then before that it was, you know, that whole camp thing and then just before that, you know, we found out Casey didn't get through. So it was such a hard show to, like, keep going and going because by the time every contestant went, I was like, I'm just going to get absolutely smashed because, you know, every time that a singer went on, they were just getting bad comments back.
Yep, yep.
So I was fearing for my life and, like, oh, my gosh, they're just going to smash me. And I think the main thing that I was worried about was the whole look thing because I stayed, you know, flats and, you know, jeans and the normal thing.
Yep.
And this week I'd wanted to do something different that I thought I don't think they're going to like change.
But
they seemed to be okay with it, which was good, and I was so stoked I didn't get absolutely trashed. I mean, I don't care about the lippy.
You can move on from there, can't you? Maybe one day you get a lipstick deal or something coming out of it.
Yeah, that's it. But maybe there can be like a new line, like Smudge.
Yeah,
or like China
Smudge by Hayley.
Or something like that.
Well, Hayley, I know you're probably going to be doing a number of interviews in the future. Something we'd like to do here on the Hump Day Crew is called 101 Questions, okay?
Right.
So we want you to choose a number between 1 and 101, and we're going to ask you a random question.
All right, so
it has... Go for it.
46.
Okay, number 4. You said so, 46. Yeah. What... Oh, this is a good one for you. What's your favourite song of all time?
Probably Misery Business by Paramore.
Which one, sorry?
Misery Business by Paramore.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's probably a favourite of mine.
Do you reckon you'll get to perform that on the show?
I did perform that last week.
Oh, okay, got you. Yeah.
So that was wicked. I got to do that.
And you actually got to choose that then, did you? You didn't get the song chosen for you.
Yeah, it was Rock Week last week, so we kind of got to choose, and that was, I just snapped that one right up.
Wow, brilliant. Good on you. And give us another number.
23.
Okay, number 23 is... Oh, okay. How do you relax? How do you like to relax, Hayley?
I love going to the beach and just hanging out with just girlfriends and stuff like that.
Do you get much of a chance to relax while you're in the idle environment?
Not really, no.
Now, are you down in Melbourne at the moment?
Yeah, we are. We're down in Melbourne. I'm just about to go down the foyer, actually. We're just about to head to Federation.
Oh, it sounds like you've gone off to Federation Square. Hayley, you still there? No.
There she's gone. She's gone down the foyer. Of course, you can catch all the Idol stars at Federation Square today. For more information, go to australianidol.com.au. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.